She slid her hand from my belly button up the center of my chest and then over to my breast, taking a handful of it while she inched her body along the side of mine, pressing her mouth and then tongue to my nipple. "I can feel how nervous you are," she whispered, and I felt my breath catch. I wasn't aware of being nervous, just focused on her touch. I asked, "What do you mean? I don't feel nervous." "Your body is," she replied, tracing a line up the center of me with her fingertip, over to my rib cage and up to my collarbone. I opened my mouth when I felt her fingertip touch my lip. She placed it on my tongue and I closed my lips around it, running my tongue over it, deciding this would buy me time to think about her words and respond, but she continued. "It's like you want it, but you're resistant to letting yourself have it." I released her finger and asked with a slight edge of defensiveness, "What exactly am I resisting?" "This, slowing down, letting me touch you and really feel you." Okay, she had me there. Slow and sensual wasn't exactly my speed. I told myself the hot, intense, purely sexual energy I experienced with her was where all the feeling was. Intensity always got my attention. The more she gave, the more connected to her I thought I felt, and the more I wanted. "I don't think you feel me feeling you. It's like your body gets stiff, like you're waiting on something to hurt or surprise you," she said. I sat up, pushing her hand off of me. "Oh, I feel you. I'm aware of you, and I know what my body wants and is capable of receiving." Tears stung my eyes. "Hey, what's going on? I'm not knocking you or upset about it. I'm just noticing it, and I want to know more." "Don't bring this shit up when we're having sex or about to have sex," I snapped. "Okay, I'm sorry." Her blue eyes searched mine. "I need some space. I'm gonna go for a walk. I'll be back in an hour," I told her as she climbed off the bed and reached for the sundress I had on earlier. "May I give you a hug?" she asked. I thought for a moment about whether or not I wanted that and decided I did. I didn't want to shut her out completely, so I agreed. We held each other and I relaxed a little, reminding myself that she loved me, I loved her, and nothing bad was happening. "I'll be back," I said, letting go of her and pushing my feet into my sandals. "I love you," she said. "I love you too." I kissed her and made my way through our apartment and outside. While I walked with as much intention as possible, I realized I made her words mean there was something wrong with me sexually. I dated a string of men and one woman before her who were critical of my body, of the way I initiated sex, of the way I like to receive pleasure, and even though I rationally knew she wasn't being critical, a part of me felt that she was and was ready to push back or withdraw. I wasn't the most sensual person, but maybe that was just a story I told myself because I was afraid of it, because rushing felt safer. If I was going to learn how to relax into sensuality, she was the best person to learn it from. She was the most loving and gentle partner I had been with. When I got home, she was on the couch with a book. "I'm ready to talk if you are, but no rush," I said as I joined her. She closed the book and placed it on the coffee table. "I can talk now." All of the words rushed out of me in what felt like an endless run-on sentence, followed by tears and then falling into her as she held me. "I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I just want you to feel good." She kissed the top of my head. "I know, and thank you." I turned, propping myself up on my hands, and kissed her, lingering on her lips a little longer, feeling my body turn on. I felt her hand slide down my back and pull up the hem of my dress. I kissed her neck and whispered, "So, what were you gonna do to me earlier?" She pulled my dress up and over my head and said, "I wanted your other nipple in my mouth." I fed it to her, watching her take it in between her teeth, working to relax and to feel the nuance of her touch, her hand gathering my breast as she increased the pressure with her teeth. I felt the heat of her other hand on my back and then her nails raking up my spine. "Get on your back," she said. "Should we go to the bedroom?" I asked, easing off of her. "No, I want you now." She got on her knees as I opened my legs for her. She held my rib cage as she kissed and licked her way down my stomach and over to my hip bone. I thought about what she said earlier, about me feeling her feel me. It still made me skittish as I let myself ease into the soft, gentle care of her touch. Like if I didn't hurt, it didn't count or wasn't enough. I was afraid of what I might find inside the softness. Worthiness of care resided inside the stroke of her tongue against my tender, wet skin. Feeling deserving of receiving her attention and affection because I existed and not because of what I could provide for her surfaced as she sucked my clit and pushed her hand up the side of my waist and over to my breast. The resistance my body had to slipping deeper into the pleasure she was offering, it was still up, my mind still racing around, looking for a threat it would have to guard against. I pushed my hand through her hair, deciding that touching her would keep me from feeling like I was floating away as I closed my eyes and tilted my hips up to meet her mouth. She grabbed my waist and pushed her face into me. I tightened my grip on her hair, my breath getting more shallow as she consumed me. I wanted to come and didn't want her to ever stop at the same time. And when I did come, it was like seeing big bursts of bright light behind my eyes, followed by a rush of emotion accompanied by tears. She kissed my inner thighs all the way up to my neck before placing her head on my chest. "I've got you," she said. "I know." Happy, happy, happiest of New Year's to you, my loves. How are we feeling? I know we're 13 days in. Also, happy Cancer full moon. So much feelings, right? Cancer is a water sign. It's a very nurturing water sign, but we got a lot of feelings. We got a lot of things going on. I have missed y'all for sure. I got sick again. I'm calling it the Christmas plague. And so I'm like, there's no way y'all are gonna want to listen to my hacking cough while I try to read sexy things to you. Do you do New Year's resolutions? How do you feel about that? Let me know on Instagram as Strawberry Smut Cakes. I myself am not the biggest fan of New Year's resolutions. I do like to evaluate looking back at the year prior. So looking at 2024 and looking at things that went well, things that didn't, things I'd like to improve upon for the coming year. But I don't want to apply any pressure to those things because usually the stuff doesn't work. It's not fun. So I generally like to ease into a new year and start very slowly and very softly. I want to extend a couple of offers to you. I think I've mentioned this before in a couple of other episodes. I am still writing my erotic love notes. If you want one, I would love to give you one. So what these are I tune into your energy. I'm just going to say your sexual energy. And I hear messages for you about who you are as a sexual being, about we're going to say some roadblocks that might be stopping you from fully becoming your fullest sexual self. And then I look for ways for you to move through that or heal that. And I take all this information and I write a love note to you. And then I deliver it straight to your inbox. So if that sounds good to you, if you would like that, please send me a DM with your email address to Strawberry Smut Cakes. And I'll send you a payment link. They're $22. I usually get them out between 5 and 7 business days. And if you have questions, please ask me questions. And then the other offer I want to extend to you is doing intuitive readings where we get on a Zoom call for an hour. And again, I'm tuning into your energy, and you are welcome to ask questions, and we can see what comes up for you. Or if you want a more general reading, I will do a general reading for you. Most of the time, and this is just the type of intuitive that I am. So if you're like hearing all this and you're just like, "Well, that sounds interesting, but I don't know, and like what's going to come up," and you have a lot of questions about it. Generally speaking, my flavor, my brand of intuition is really good at picking up on your inner child and what your inner child needs. And the thing with inner children is that they are usually running the show in our adult lives. So you might have some kind of issue going on, and you think it's the issue, but really it's your inner child that's wanting something specific from you. I'm pretty skilled at finding what that is. And then I can help you move through that, give you some homework to help support your inner child so that whatever issue is happening in your adult life or in your present day life can calm down for you. So if you're curious about that, again, my inbox is open for questions. Those sessions, again, they're 60 minutes, they're $111. So if you want that, let me know. I really appreciate you being here. I hope that you've had a really good start to this new year, and I will talk to you later.